Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm asking you, what are you waiting for? What are you honestly waiting for? On today's show, I want to talk about putting together a 2 to 4 year plan that'll change your life forever. What it means and what we're doing with this plan, and how you'll take a day-to-day, day-after-day, non-adventurous life and make it into something really, really, really cool. The other day, a lot of things were swirling in my mind. A lot of thoughts, a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings. And it really put a lot of things into perspective for me, to be quite honest with you. And as I'm sitting there on the front row at the church, and I'm there at the funeral of my grandmother, who I adore and still adore, it really began to sit within me how our lives are, how sometimes we take things for granted, how sometimes we don't use our day the most constructive way, the best way. Honestly, sometimes we're just going through the motions. And I don't know about you, but I think you're kind of in the same boat as me. We have a tendency of doing some major things and doing some great things and working our butt off. But when it comes down to real adventure, what are we doing? And what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for the time that we can't do it? Are we waiting to the time that we're stuck and we can't go on that boat or we can't do that? I don't know. And as I'm sitting there and I'm listening to the minister give the eulogy, which was an amazing eulogy, and I was going in and out, I was being very mindful of the situation and being one with the situation and very happy that I was able to be there. On the flip side, I started thinking about my grandmother and, you know, when she was in the wheelchair and how, you know, she just did not want to be in that wheelchair. She didn't want to be in it. That's not her deal. And it's not anybody's deal, for God's sakes. But she just didn't want to be in that. She didn't want to ever have to be taken care of. She was a very independent woman, like most of us are, and independent men as well. You know, it's just, we're very independent. And so I feel like it's like while we're still independent, and even for that matter, why don't we make changes in our lifestyle to be sure that we stay as independent as we possibly can? And why not create a plan that really takes into consideration every part of our life and begins to put everything into perspective so we can actually do what we want to do? We can make those changes in our life. We can actually create some amazing stuff in our life. And we can do the things that we've always dreamed about doing in this lifetime with able mind and body. And it's interesting because, you know, time, the one thing about time is that it is ticking away. It is going. I mean, there are some times that I really do feel like time stops sometimes. And those are really amazing times. I mean, like, really amazing times. But sometimes it feels like it's just flying by. And being that most of the time, well, I mean, almost all the time, time is just going, right? We got to do something about it. That's the one thing that we can't buy. You can't trade out time. You can't buy time. You can't get more time. I mean, I'm sure there's some way, but at this point in time, we can't. And so it's up to us to use the most of our time to get the most bang for our buck on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute, second-to-second concept. And so on today's show, that's what I'm talking about. And that's why I asked you, what are you waiting for? As I was sitting on the front row of the church, it was interesting because I started asking myself that question, what are you waiting for? What do you want? What do you want to accomplish? And I know some of the things that I want to accomplish, and we don't need to go into all that on this show. That's just personal stuff, and I will share it throughout different shows. And I think many of you know the direction that I'm heading. But there's more than just that. There's more than just career. There's quality of life. There's experiences. There's getting the most out of the enjoyment of the time that we're here. Nobody later on is going to give you an award for being a martyr or doing everything for everybody and not living your own life. It just doesn't happen. But sadly enough, most of us don't live our own life. Most of us are constantly doing other things for others, which is fine because we actually help others. But we get to a point where we lose ourselves in the process. And we begin to forget that sometimes when we're doing all this stuff for other people, yes, it's because we care, but it's also because we don't really want to deal with our own stuff. It's a lot easier to look at other people's problems and try to help them than it is to actually figure out solutions to our own problems and make things happen. It's a very interesting scenario. And I find this very interesting, and that's what I want to talk about in today's show, because I want to talk about our day-to-day life. Asking the question, where is our adventure? This life is about adventures, and where are they? Are we getting them? Are we not getting them? Are we watching other people live out their adventures on a day-to-day basis? I think most of us are. And I agree that money does play a part in the situation. I mean, some of us, you know, we're paying our bills, we're taking care of things, but we just can't seem to get ahead. And that makes it hard to go on adventures because we know that every single day comes another day of bill pay, and the end of every month, we've got to pay all these bills, and sometimes that can be overwhelming, and I get it. I understand. You know, I get those pink slips in many times in the mailbox because it's like the second warning or the first warning that I haven't paid, and, you know, it's like trying to put everything together, trying to make ends meet. But how do we get past that, and how do we come full circle where we actually begin living a life that we look at every day and say, wow, I really enjoy my life? And I don't think you have to have, I mean, it helps to have a lot of money, sure, but I don't think you have to have all that money because I think it's a mindset change. I think it's a mindfulness concept that's added and attached into your life. And then I think it's also about getting the most out of every minute, like sucking the marrow out of life and being part of it. And I think that's what really allows for an adventure, because the coolest things about our life are the stuff that aren't really seen by many. Not many people see all the intricacies and the fun and the coolness of all the stuff that happens because it's just not there. Because they can't see it, because they're not taking time to slow it down and to be mindful and to be part of the process and to be an integral part of their day-to-day life. Instead, most of us are going through the motions. We are on the phone 24/7. When we are somewhere, we're thinking about what happened earlier. We're texting somebody. We're trying to respond back on an email. We're thinking about a problem with what happened with the boss the other day. We're thinking about the fender bender we got into because somebody wasn't paying attention. And they were on their phone, too, and they were thinking about the argument they had with their boss or their spouse the other day, too. That's what took place, and that's how the accident happened. And lately, it seems that more and more of us are missing the boat. We are going off on tangents mentally and emotionally, and we're scattered all over the place. And we wonder why life is so boring, why we seem to be so busy and don't do anything. I mean, how many of you actually were asked on Monday at work last week what you did over the weekend, and you don't even remember? You have no idea. It took you hours to figure it out, and you had to go back to your day planner, and hopefully you wrote it down. And that's not a joke, and many of you know that. I've done it, too, where somebody asked me what I did, and I'm like, oh, geez. And then, you know, you're like, well, it couldn't have been that eventful. We don't remember. And that is not being mindful. It's not being in the moment. It's not appreciating the moment, because when we don't appreciate the moment, we lose out all the way around. It's like showing up to the football game and never watching the game, never being in the game. It's like being on the football team but never going out to the field to play. You're sitting in the stadium, and, you know, in the bathrooms. I mean, that's the thing, and that most of us are living our life like that because we've gotten so inundated in technology and trying to please everybody and try to be everywhere all at one time, trying to get everything done. And anytime somebody tries to reach out to you, you're trying to make sure that you call them immediately back, yada, 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 constantly running around chasing your tail and getting nothing done. And, you know, I did that for a long time, and I still catch myself sometimes doing it. I am not going to lie about that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can catch myself sometimes where I'm like, really? I'm over there standing up in the kitchen, just gotten home at 8 o'clock from work, standing up in the kitchen, and my husband's talking to me. I don't even hear what he's saying, and then I have to ask him twice what he said, and he's like, you've got to be kidding me, because I'm over there working on something, when it could definitely wait till tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? But we missed the boat because instead of, like, letting that email wait till tomorrow when we can recommence the workday, instead of that, we get home to see our spouse or to see our family or both, and instead of seeing them, we're really just kind of going through the motions. We might as well stay at work because you're paying little attention. You don't even hear what they're saying, going through the motions, trying to get that email out. And then getting a little annoyed because they keep on talking. And that's interesting. So I want to talk more about that. Also, I want to talk more about the adventure and our plan. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community? A CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility. And with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBergess.com, AshleyBergess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
I'm getting older. Do I need to worry about falling?
Yes, you do. Each year, 1 in 4 people 65 and older will experience a fall, and many will be serious. The majority of falls happen at home, so remove things that could make you trip and install handrails to keep you steady. To learn more about the steps you can take to help prevent a fall, please talk to your doctor. You can also visit aarpfoundation.org or medicaremadeclear.com/falls. This message was brought to you by UnitedHealthcare and AARP Foundation.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been asking the question, what are you waiting for? Time is ticking away. We live day after day after day after day, and where is the adventure? Where is the adventure in our life? You turn on the TV and there's all these adventure movies. You turn on and you're watching this stuff and all these people are having this adventurous life doing these adventurous things. What about us? What about us? Are we going to ever have those times? And the other day, my grandmother passed away, and it put a lot of things into perspective for me. I questioned the things about my life. Am I going to keep doing this day after day? If that's what gives me joy? Does my job, does that define me? Is that it? But I'm defined by much more things. By me, my personality, my perspective, my spiritual beliefs. My passions, my pursuits, my goals, my values, and the way I live. Being right with my values. Family, friends, all those things. We're not just singularly, you know, dimensional. We have so many different facets and dimensions, it's unbelievable. But are we allowing that in our life? Are we showing that to other people? Are we seeing that? Are we growing on a daily basis? Are we going and learning through things every single day? Are we being mindful on a daily basis? And are we really, really getting the marrow out of life? Because I think until we really do, you don't have to be going on to an adventure in Tanzania to like really say, oh, I'm really adventurous. I think it's more about being in that present moment in your life. I mean, people can travel all over the world and still not get it. People can see 100 freaking eclipses and still not get it, the meaning of life, that is, or why we're here, or have a deeper spiritual connection. It takes someone that gets to be mindful, that's aware, that puts themselves in the position, that shows other people the way, that realizes and sees the power within, that understands the guiding force, that realizes the importance of timing. A person that can figure out all that stuff is on their way to a great destiny. So what can we do? Because I began thinking about this when I was in the church, and then when we went to the burial site, I began to think about putting together a 2 to 4 year plan to change my life forever. And many of us, like me, your life is good. You got good things going on. You're happy, for the most part, healthy. You know, happy with where you are, you know, got a good core group of people around you, some really great friends, probably a very good family, great children, spouse, and, you know, mother, father, you know, who's still around. Maybe you still have some great grandparents that are around there. That's awesome, too. But it's like, what can we begin to do and what can we put into the process of thinking about to create that life that some of us have always dreamed about. And I think it's more than just going through the ritual, the daily things. And going through the process on a day-to-day basis is great. And that's cool. And it can really help us, right, to keep focus and to keep going. And routine is a really good thing. But routine can be very, very boring. And so how do we create an adventurous life in a life where we do have to have some routine? How do we do that? How do we do that? And I think to a point it begins with really thinking about how much routine can we handle and what are we going to do in these next 2 to 4 years to really make some changes in our life. Because for the most part, unfortunately, we're not going backwards on age. I would love to be 21 tomorrow and have all those years left, and that would be awesome. But we're not going backwards, and we're going forward. So we got to make the most out of what we have. So do you feel like you're getting the most out of your life right now, or do you think that you're going through the motions? Do you feel that you're not living up to where you need to be? Do you feel almost like you're a late bloomer? And I think there's a lot of folks out here, including myself, who I feel like I was kind of a late bloomer as well. And I don't really think anybody's a late bloomer, but I think that some of us, you know, our careers and our directions really connected at a certain age. And it didn't happen at 22. Okay, and I think a lot of people where, you know, they got into something at 22, I think most of those people that didn't have, you know, they didn't deviate from the path for a while, I think they will eventually deviate from the path. I think a lot of times you see people and you say, oh, man, they had it all figured out, you know, at 22. But, I mean, like, look at Tiger Woods and look at folks that seem to have it all figured out. I mean, their life right now is in shambles. And sure, they have money and people knew them, you know, being having this career, but their life is in shambles. They're unhappy. Marriage fell apart, you know, got beat up by their wife, all that stuff. I mean, but think about it. And he is a good example of, you know, the folks that sometimes you might be looking up to and saying, man, they got everything figured out. And you're over there thinking, man, I am just so lost. But in reality, I think the late bloomer, and I don't like to use that terminology, but I think it makes sense to most people, are the people that actually have it figured out because they go through the process, they understand the situation, and they've learned the hard way on a constant basis. I mean, I know one thing. I've learned the hard way. And I don't know about you, but when you learn the hard way, you learn it forever. You learn it for good. That's something you learn. Because you're not just taking someone else's concept as gospel. You're not just saying, oh, okay, well, John said that this was not the good way to do it, so I'm going to listen to John. And I don't remember the last time anybody really went the easy way out. Most of the time, we all got to learn it the hard way. And when we learn something the hard way and we understand something like that, we go a long way to understanding who we are and what we stand for and what matters most to us. And so when I was sitting there in that church and then we went over to the funeral home and all that kind of stuff, it was very interesting because I started thinking about my grandmother and was that her intention for her life? I mean, is that what she wanted to do? And, you know, she came from, a tough upbringing. You know, she had to work really hard. I mean, she was working in a printing press at a really young age, doing a job that a man does. And my grandmother was a very thin lady, tiny lady. And she worked really hard. She worked really hard. And she put food on the table. She did what she needed to do. But, you know, nothing was given to her. And I think that when you go through that process, and you had to go through that tough life, it's interesting. And so I don't think that she ever got a chance to think about this 2 or 4 year plan or making these changes or getting the most out of life or being mindful or sucking the marrow out of life. Because I think when you're finally in that mindful state, you can't be in the fight or flight state to be mindful. Okay, and that's one thing to take into consideration is that you can't be in the fight or flight state and be mindful because being in fight or flight, that's basically basic instinct. Okay, your basic instinct. And so when you're in that mode of operandi, the last thing that you can really be is mindful. You just don't have that opportunity. You're just trying to get out of the situation. You're trying to do whatever you can to make things work. And I think that a lot of people of that age, as my grandmother, in that time, during that time in American history, it was tough. I mean, she was born in the 20s, and it was tough times. And, you know, you think about it, you think about, like, the Great Depression, and you think about all that stuff going on. I mean, it was really, you know, a really tough country, a tough world to be in. And I think that when you look at that, too, we can step back and say, hey, I might have my means compared to other people might be more meager than others, but I still have means to make something happen. And that's why I'm talking about this 2 to 4 year plan, change your life forever, is because when we really start looking at a plan, creating a plan, writing things down, getting the most out of our life, looking at the career, looking at our finances, figuring out the dreams and goals and the things that you got to do, I think it puts it in perspective, because the last thing you want to have is no plan. You don't want to have no plan. You've got to have a plan. Without a plan, we can't go that next level. We can't continue to go forward. Without a plan, we don't know the next step. And in order to really create an amazing life, we have to have the concepts of where we want to go, the things that we want to do, and the timeline that we want to do it in. And that's what totally matters. When I return, I'll be talking more about that plan, how to put the plan together, and what it should be included in the plan and how to get the most out of it. Because I'm going to be doing it too, because this makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, it kind of came to me. It hit me like a ton of bricks, because I was thinking, hey, you know, my grandmother wasn't in the position to really have this plan. And I don't know if that's the case. I think anybody can have this plan. But the plan begins with a unique change of mindset. And with that unique change of mindset, we can actually formulate a plan that can go into the rest of our life and really make our life amazing. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, you know it. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is, if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about the concept of having a life plan, asking yourself, what are you waiting for? I mean, life is supposed to be an adventure. And I understand that many of us have to live a day-to-day life. We have to work. I have to work every day. I understand that. But what's our plan? Because as I was sitting there at the funeral of my grandmother, I started wondering about those things because there's a lot of things I want to do in this life. And we're all getting older. It was interesting, some of the kids that I saw. I love my cousins, and they have these children. And both of my cousins have three children, and they're the most adorable kids you've ever seen. But they keep getting older. Like, they don't stop growing. And I'm just like, okay, they can grow up, but I'm not going to. I've stopped. I mean, I want to be a kid. I'm a great kid. But it's like, I want to live that life where I took those travel trips and I took those journeys and I was mindful in all the processes and I feel good about it. And I don't feel like I regret anything down the road. I want to have no regret. And it's not about staying up all night and, you know, feeling like crap and, you know, looking like hell. It's not that. It's like, how can you get the most out of this life, participate the most, get the most out of it, really love what you're doing, love every moment of it, even when sometimes it sucks, and doing what you want to do. And I think it begins with creating this unique plan. And in order to think about this plan in the right way, we have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset out of, okay, I got this today, I got this tomorrow, I got to take care of this, I got to take care of that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We got to literally focus on something a little different. So we got to focus on the fact that we are usually in a routine right now. How do we want that routine to change? Do we want it? But let's look at the career factor, because first off, I know that finances play a big part in our situation. We can't just leave and take a cruise for a year and come back and everything's paid for. I mean, many of us have things mortgaged. We have payments we have to make. We have money that we have to clear the bank to pay the payments, to do this, to do that. It's a constant battle. And I get it. I get it. So why and how do we create a plan to get past this day-to-day deal and actually focus on having that life that we've always dreamed? And I think it begins with asking yourself a serious question. Am I happy in my career right now? Are there some things that I want to do? Are there some things that I want to change? And if you can, there's no time like the present, because if you don't do it, you're just going to regret it anyway. And you're just going to push it down the road. You're going to be kicking that can down the road until you really start questioning if you're too old to do this. And then things really get screwed up, because then you push it down again and you keep pushing it back, and then eventually you come around and you go, God, I really wish I would have done that. I have a neighbor who just retired as a judge, and I thought it was interesting. She and I were talking one night, and I had no idea, you know, her background. I just knew that she had been a judge for a long time. And I was talking to her about that. And she said, well, you know, I didn't even get to law school until she didn't go to law school until she was 40. And I was like, wow. I had no idea. So she finished law school in her mid-40s and then, you know, became a lawyer and then became a judge. And that's one of the most important things that she's done in her life. She's really proud of that. And so I think that we have to sit there and look at it. What is it that we want to do in our life? Write that down. How do we want to get there? What's the length of time that we're going to take to get there? And what do you need? Okay? Because if that's what defines you and you need that, then we need to get that taken care of first. Okay? Because running away from that isn't going to change anything. You know, the next focal point that we want to focus on is our family. Are you wanting to have children? Do you have children? What's the timeline on taking care of the kids? I mean, are you going to be empty nesters? Do you have children living at home? Are they going to eventually move out? All those things, too, because you have to be cognizant of that and responsible for that. And that's something, too. And so we got to sit back and think about that, too, and think, okay, so if you have, let's say your child is in 8th grade and middle school. Because they got 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, and you got to figure out the college scenario, and you also got to be saving for that and all that stuff, too. But in the meantime, you can be having a mindful life by being in the process every day, by really making sure that you are in the moment, but also creating this plan. Okay, well, Mark doesn't graduate high school to XYZ, and this is our plan. You know, by the end of that fall, after he's in college, we're going to go on and, you know, put the house on the market. And think about it, though, on the unique thought process plan, for example, this is a really good example. A lot of times when we put the house on the market, we put the house on the market, but for the first time, the house is in the best shape it's ever been. Okay, the best shape it has ever been. And isn't it kind of sad? It's cool for a little while, but isn't it weird how the house sells, like, really quickly? And you're like, man, this is the most comfortable I've been in my house, but now I don't have the house anymore because someone else has it. And I could have been living like this in this house for this long, but instead, basically, I had piles of crap everywhere, and the quality of life wasn't that good in this house. And I've been there. I can speak of this because I have been there. And it's interesting, recently I did a big clean house and I did a bunch of organizing, and I'm not a big time like organizer, and now I'm getting better at it, guys. I am getting good at it, okay? It just takes time, and it takes you to rethink and reprogram your brain, because see, I came from, my parents are two totally different people. My mom is completely organized and my father's a piler, okay? So if you think about the genetic predisposition, so you have somebody that's close to OCD and the other person who piles things, you know, rips articles out of magazines and puts them in a pile next to their desk and has 7 or 8 various piles in their office dedicated to different things. Okay, so I got a combination of both of those. Kind of puts me in the middle. I'm not awful, but I'm certainly not great. And so I've been working on it, but recently when I cleaned out the house, it was amazing. Like now my house is clean. And usually that would have only happened when I was about to sell it. And isn't that interesting? That's the unique mindset right there. That's how we change our mindset, because all of a sudden now we like being at home. We love our house. It's comfortable. It's clean. It's organized. And so we actually enjoy it instead of having a complete disaster, and then we're going to put it on the market, we clean it up, and it looks great, and you love it for like a month, and then it sells. And then we go to another house, and we trash that out. And so, sure, maybe we're not living on the beach, but we can enjoy where we are in the moment and take advantage of it. And that's changing that mindset. So now let's think about the career standpoint. Are you doing what you want to do? If you're not doing, why aren't you doing it? If you're not doing what you want, then how can those changes be made to create that lifestyle, okay? Because remember, the one thing we don't want is a bunch of debt and a bunch of regret, okay? Because that stuff doesn't go away. I mean, debt you can eventually pay off, but regret, it doesn't go away. So are you doing things that you are happy? Is there a way to augment your career or your work to get more out of your life? Are there some extracurricular activities or helping others that can add to your quality of life and affirm you and give you a deeper, more awesome perspective? What can you do and how fast can you do it? Time is of the essence. And if you're doing that and making changes, does it feel good to make those changes? Do you feel as though you're getting back on track or being on track for the first time? I mean, some of us have raised a family, been married, raised a family, doing all this stuff, and didn't realize that we kept switching our purpose on other people. I've talked about this on a few other shows, and I work with clients with this, is that a lot of times it happens with women when they get married and they kind of see the husband as the purpose, taking care of him, doing what they need. And then eventually when the first child comes, it kind of shifts. And, you know, their purpose becomes that child. And that's why a lot of husbands get kind of upset and disenchanted, because they feel like they're not getting the attention. And they're not like they were before, because the child is there. But eventually when the child grows up and goes to college, all of a sudden mom's like, man, what's going on here? I mean, you know, even if they did have a job, they still question their purpose, and they can feel very empty and very lonely. And that begins to make people question. And so if you're in that position right now, it's time to say, okay, what can I do, and what have I been putting off, and what is the right thing to do right now to get the most out of my life and to feel the best about who I am? If you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and in the search engine put Ashley Burgess. You'll see the latest and greatest videos that can help you overcome life's adversities, and you can share those with friends and family to make their life even better. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media, feeling burnout by day-to-day life, and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, many of us have asked ourselves, where did the adventure go? What are we waiting for in our life? And what are we going to get out of it? You know, it's interesting. I've been pondering a lot of those things. And my grandmother just passed away. And just, you know, being around the family and going to the funeral and all. And I love her so much. I still do, obviously. A lot of things went into perspective, though. And, you know, she went through a time where she actually broke her hip. Everything was great up until when she broke her hip. And then there's a series of things that took place. And I wonder what point in that time did she ever think about the things that she had wanted to do that she didn't do? And that thought has kind of been in my mind for a while. And I think that thought can directly relate to every single person listening to the show right now. Have you done what you want to do? Are you prepared? Have you created stuff in your life that you're happy about? Do you feel good about where you are? Or do you feel like you have a lot more living to do? And I think most of us think that we have a lot more living to do. But are we doing the most we can every day? Or are we going through the motions? I wonder that. I feel that many of us are going through the motions. We're not being that mindful. We're kind of walking through life. We're not really thinking about how important it is. And we kind of keep kicking that proverbial life can down the road, thinking, well, tomorrow I'll start doing it, or next year I'll move on, or the following year I'll move out there, or I'll live my dream at some point. Give me five more years and I'll be doing that. I'll be doing what I want. Seriously? Seriously? Or instead, are we just putting off our future, thinking that it's all going to come together, and in one day, we're going to be sitting there in a wheelchair and not be able to do what we want to do? Are we planning for what we want? And like I was saying earlier, in order to make this 2 or 4 year plan and life plan, we got to change our mindset. We got to create a mindset that's healthy and happy, and we got to realize that it's not about tomorrow. It's not about just today. It's about our quality of life for a long period of time. Can we sustain a quality of life? Because, you know, you got to look at your life as from beginning to end, you know, and I would look at it for at least 100 years. Am I doing what's right by my body, eating the right stuff, taking care of myself, being healthy? Am I doing the right thing by my body, and will this body take me into 100 years? Because that should be one of the top plans you have, period, end of story. You should be so healthy that at 100 years old, you are driving. And a good driver at that. And many of us don't think about that. We just kind of, we got those mindsets of, well, you know, retirement's at XYZ, and my parents work till XYZ age, and that's the normal retirement, and I'm just going to retire. And, you know, I've seen people retire, and they get depressed. Is this all there is? This sucks. And most people go back to work. And so you got to think about it. What do you want out of life? And if you change your mindset, you realize, yes, indeed, you can do anything you want for the rest of your life, but you got to be in the right health to be able to do it. You got to be in the right health. You got to be in the right state of mind. You got to be in that right moment to actually make these things a reality. And so, like I was talking about the plan earlier, what do you want to do in your career? Are you doing it? Are you creating what you want to create? Okay. Do you want to do something different? If you want to do something different, what are you doing to make those changes? Are you actually doing something to make those changes a reality? And if you want to make those changes, yes, are you being proactive, and have you given yourself a timeline for which to actually say, okay, I got XYZ amount of time, I'm going to do this then, I'm going to put the pedal to the metal, and I'm going to get this done so I can achieve this, you know, make this a reality, and continue on my journey. You know, the next thing you want to think about is your dreams. What are some of the big things that you want to do? And remember that time doesn't stop. And remembering that we're constantly aging, so what are you doing to better your health? Are you taking care of your health? Are you there for yourself? Are you eating right? Are you exercising? What are you doing to make that a reality? Because it's not about tomorrow only. It's about the rest of your life. And think about it. What are the things that would make you rejoice? Are there certain things that you haven't done that you would really like to do? I mean, what are those things? And I think a lot of people say they're bucket list. And I don't really like that. I don't really like that saying. I would say your life list. What are the things that you really want to do? What really, really, really matters to you? What are those dreams that you've always had? I mean, you got to write those in the plan too. And how are we going to achieve those goals and make those things a reality? We all have different ones of those, okay? You know, when I was a kid, I've always wanted to go to Australia and Africa and Antarctica, and I still want to go, and I definitely want to go, and I think I will go, okay? But I got to create a plan for it. You know, I don't have that money just burning a hole in my pocket right now. And I feel when we begin to make plans for things and we change our mindset and look at life from a different perspective without having a bunch of preconceived notions of what we can do or what we can't do, or the timing of what we can do, or we're too old for that, or we're too young for that. I think when we take all that crap out, we begin to create a life plan that not only makes sense, but that we can actually achieve. And that's what matters. And that's what we do. And once we put all this stuff together, we begin to create a map, a roadmap for our life. And this can be very impactful because it's almost like being on the golf course, looking down at the flag, seeing it, focusing on it, you know, preparing for it, and seeing the ball go into the hole. It's the same thing because you have a map. Without a map, we're grasping at straws and trying to remember everything that we want to do, and oftentimes we're forgetting about it because there's so much stuff on our mind. And so if you actually put it down to see it, put it in a memory, see the value of it, acknowledge the value of it on a daily basis, and work to achieve it on a daily basis, you're ahead of the game. And it's really interesting, too. I'm writing up my own plan, by the way. And it's interesting because I've already thought of some things that I don't think about on a daily basis. I already wrote down some stuff that's very interesting, that's very topical. I've already thought about some things that I want to change in my day-to-day life. I've already thought of things that are really impactful that I didn't even realize were as impactful as they are. And I'm also realizing that I can do anything, just like you. You can do anything and create anything as long as you put your mind to it and your heart to it and see it happening and make it a reality. Stop waiting. Time is of the essence. Create that plan and move forward. Don't forget to tune in next week as well. And stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.